From the Black Information Network.
This is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
It would not look good. Armed National Guard surrounding white Trump supporters. The optics are what delayed police reinforcement, allowing the storming of the Capitol and overpowering the small contingent of Capitol cops there. That's stunning, but some would argue not surprising testimony from Washington, D.C.'s African-American leader of the National Guard. Major General William Walker says what happened with the MAGA rioters was the complete opposite than how things were handled in June with Black Lives Matter protesters. Walker says he got permission right away from the secretaries of Army and Defense for Black Lives Matter protests, but as he tells lawmakers, the delay for permission to send the Guard to the Capitol took hours.
Were you able to immediately receive approval from the Secretary of the Army and the Secretary of Defense to deploy the National Guard on January 6th?
No, sir.
Walker adds he even needed permission to outfit his guards with helmets and other protective gear. He also believes had the Guard arrived when he requested, he is certain they could have held the line and prevented the insurrection inside the Capitol.
That $1,400 stimulus check will not be in the mail for those making more than $75,000 a year. That is the deal struck by Democrats, and the president agrees. Those making between $80,000 and $100,000 may get some portion of a check, but not the entire $1,400. Couples making less than $150,000 a year will still get the entire amount. Again, a phased-in amount will go to couples making up to $160,000, and the extra $400 unemployment extension will continue to be paid into September.
Still not in the stimulus bill? That up to $15 an hour increase in the minimum wage, something African-American Congressman Jim Clyburn is blaming squarely on Republicans. The South Carolina Democrat says they have the political philosophies of the 1940s and 1950s. The congressman telling Yahoo Finance the Republicans have no desire to help struggling Americans.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves. They used the reconciliation process to give $1 trillion, over $1 trillion in tax breaks to wealthy people, and they're bemoaning us using the reconciliation process to give people a $15 an hour minimum wage. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Clyburn says for Republicans to use the filibuster to deny an increase in the minimum wage is like using it to deny civil rights.
Ice Cube is expanding his contract with Black America to address issues facing Black women and the sports industry. He says Black women especially are still dealing with the challenges left over from slavery. His contract calls for remedies like free childcare for working Black women, free travel to attend job interviews and for training, and even a formal apology for past racist wrongs in this country. As far as sports, among the demands he calls for is the opportunity for Black-owned e-game operators to get in the growing and lucrative esports market. The rapper, actor, and entrepreneur created the contract to address a long list of issues facing African Americans.
I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network.
They've won the battle, but they haven't won the war.
Before there was a George Floyd police killing that ignited the nation against police brutality, a Black man named Rodney King was severely beaten at the hands of LAPD officers. That happened 30 years ago this week, and it was all captured on video. King was left with skull fractures, broken bones and teeth, and permanent brain damage. Back in 1991, Black CNN news anchor Bernard Shaw spoke just before the nation heard from King, as he said something that will never be forgotten.
The man who's become the unwilling symbol of this outbreak of violence decided it was time to speak out. Rodney King appealed for peace.
I just want to say, can we all get along? Can we get along?
Similar to what's happened so many times since then in other assaults on Black men by police, the officers involved in the Rodney King beating were tried and acquitted, and the struggle for social justice continues. Since the death of George Floyd at the hands of police last year, several states and cities have declared racism a public health crisis. But in Utah, a state lawmaker is dropping her attempt to have it happen there. Democratic Representative Sandra Hollins, the only black lawmaker in the Utah legislature, says she's glad her measure sparked some important conversations among her colleagues.
My definition of what racism is as a black woman who grew up in the South may be different from other people who may have grown up here in Utah.
Hollins says she didn't get enough support for her legislation, so she plans to try it again next year.
Crime seems to pay, even behind bars, but not for long. A federal grand jury is indicting a California prison inmate for defrauding the state's unemployment department out of more than $103,000. Elena Powers, an inmate at the Central California Women's Facility, is accused of conspiring to commit mail fraud and identity theft for allegedly using the names of prisoners to submit false claims to the Employment Development Department. If convicted, she can get up to 20 more years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
And a Houston, Texas woman will face a federal judge after being charged with a similar crime. 37-year-old LaDonna Wiggins has been accused of bank fraud, making a false statement to a bank, and money laundering. Prosecutors say she got more than $3 million by submitting two Paycheck Protection Program loan applications. Investigators believe she spent the money on two homes, multiple vehicles, and luxury items rather than for legitimate business purposes. Numerous real black businesses tried to get help from the government during the pandemic, and many of them were denied.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he won't step down in the midst of sexual harassment claims.
I wasn't elected by politicians. I was elected by the people of the state of New York. I'm not going to resign.
The Democrat spoke for the first time about the allegations and admitted he was embarrassed about his past behavior, but added he never touched anyone inappropriately. He said he's sorry for any pain he's caused. Cuomo will soon face an investigation by the state's Black Attorney General, Letitia James.
I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on the Black Information Network.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
A majority of Americans are in favor of raising the minimum wage. That's according to a new Monmouth University poll, which shows 53% supporting an increase to $15 an hour. Another 45% were against the idea that was included in the massive coronavirus relief bill. The minimum wage hasn't been raised since 2009, when it was bumped to $7.25 an hour. Proponents think it will help those in the service industry, while critics believe it will hurt businesses. Disney will close 20% of its brick-and-mortar Disney stores by the end of 2021. That announcement came Wednesday as the company shifts its focus towards online shopping. They say Europe, in particular, is a place where significant cuts could be made. Disney did not disclose what locations would be affected or how many people would lose their jobs. And a federal grand jury is indicting a California inmate along with one other person for defrauding the state's unemployment department out of $103,000. If convicted, Alana Powers and her co-defendant, Jason Virts, could face up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.